Lesson 7. Outcomes. Describe methods of controlling bleeding. Controlling external bleeding. Methods to control bleeding include direct pressure and elevation. Depending on the type of bleeding, one or more of these methods may need to be used simultaneously. Always follow departmental medical protocols and recommended standards of patient care. Remember that proper PPE, gloves and eye protection at a minimum, must be used when treating patients with uncontrolled bleeding. Trained medical providers use tourniquets to control bleeding. Tourniquets stop blood flow in large arteries above, closer to the heart, a bleeding wound to help stop blood loss. Their use lies beyond the scope of this chapter. Direct pressure. Direct pressure is the first and most commonly used method to control bleeding. Direct pressure can be applied with a gloved hand, a dressing or with a dressing and some type of bandage, figures 22.38a and b. With minor bleeding, the application of a dressing to the wound may be all that is necessary to stop the bleeding. If blood soaks through the dressing, more dressings should be applied on top instead of removing the soiled dressings. This procedure should continue until blood ceases to soak through. At this point, a bandage can be applied to hold the dressings in place and to keep pressure on the wound. In more severe instances of bleeding, especially arterial bleeding, direct pressure should be applied with a gloved hand immediately. Blood can be lost so quickly in these instances that no time should be wasted in applying pressure. Once dressings and bandages are located and opened, they can be applied to the wound. Elevation. When injuries occur to extremities, elevation can be used in conjunction with direct pressure. Elevation is simply the act of raising the extremity above the level of the patient's heart, figure 23.39. Gravity helps to slow the blood traveling through the extremity, in turn slowing the bleeding. Elevating the extremity may not be possible in some instances, such as with fractures and injuries where spinal immobilization is needed. Internal bleeding. When blood vessels rupture inside the body, internal bleeding may occur. Internal bleeding is dangerous because spaces within the body can hold a considerable amount of blood before there is evidence of a problem. While this bleeding cannot be seen externally, there are several signs and symptoms that internal bleeding may be present. These include significant bruising or other indications of injury, especially involving the patient's torso. Bleeding from openings such as the mouth, nose, or rectum. Bloody stool or urine. A painful, swollen, or rigid abdomen. Vomiting of a substance that resembles coffee grounds. Cool, pale, and clammy skin. Trauma and medical issues can cause internal bleeding. Traumatic causes of internal bleeding can include a gunshot or stab wound, motor vehicle accident, or fall. Medical causes of internal bleeding include ruptured blood vessels or organs. Uncontrolled internal bleeding is a severe medical emergency. Patients with internal bleeding should be treated for shock. Patients who show signs and symptoms of internal bleeding should be immediately transported by ambulance to a hospital for treatment.